from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Movie star and lifelong Democrat George Clooney is adding his voice to calls for Joe Biden to leave the presidential race. Clooney says in a New York Times opinion piece Wednesday that he loves Biden, but the party would lose the presidential race as well as any control in Congress with him as the Democratic nominee. Clooney has hosted several high-dollar Hollywood fundraisers for Biden and argued the party should pick a new nominee at its convention next month. He says the process would be, quote, messy, but, quote, wake up voters in the party's favor. There's a fence and there's a hedge, but have you ever heard of a fedge? A food fedge is a fence typically made out of living plants that can stand alone or be weaved into an existing fence one's backyard. It can add beauty to your yard, provide privacy, and provide many ecosystem benefits to wildlife, says Bailey Sanders, stewardship specialist at the Barnegat Bay Partnership.
We can see a lot of the pollinating benefits. So if you have other plants that are growing around your yard, these things are going to flower. They are going to attract these pollinators, and they will reap the benefits of having a food source, nectar, and then transferring pollen from plant to plant.
The easiest fedge to grow in New Jersey is one of raspberries and blackberries. Blueberries and strawberries also make for good backyard food fedges. And New Jersey has had a rainy spring this year, but recently it's begun to dry out, making major wildfires more likely. Assistant State Fire Warden Sean Judy says the state's also been experiencing flash droughts in the past couple of years.
Flash droughts are when we have these periods of dry weather followed by maybe a heavy rainstorm like we experienced last week, and then, you know, a prolonged period of dry weather again. So when we have these flash droughts with these high temperatures, you know, that plays right into some pretty intense fire weather.
Last year had the most active wildfire season in recent memory, with nearly 1,200 wildfires burning over 18,000 acres. This year has been a little less active, but Judy is hoping for more rainfall to keep things cooler. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How's the weather out there? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, partly to mostly cloudy tonight, warm and sticky with a couple of showers around, even a thunderstorm, especially during the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Still hot tomorrow, but not quite as humid with intervals of clouds and sun. High temperature right around 90 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tomorrow night with a stray shower or thunderstorm late, low 70 to 75. And mostly cloudy on Friday, a humid day with some showers, even a heavy thunderstorm, high Friday 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 85 degrees in Elizabeth, 82 degrees in Lakewood, 80 degrees Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and is brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.